I'm Josh Rivera, and you're listening to Punchlines, where we pick a theme and put together the best late-night jokes. Today's theme, President Trump's interview with the New York Times. President Trump gave an interview with the New York Times, and we got a glimpse on how he thinks his presidency is going. Late-night comics, Jimmy Fallon and Jimmy Kimmel go over the highlights of the interview. And Stephen Colbert questions Trump's relationship with Justice and Attorney General Jeff Sessions. All this and Trevor Noah in today's Punchlines.
Yesterday, Donald Trump gave an interview to the failing New York Times. First, Donald Trump talked about the Senate Republicans, who are on the fence about supporting his health care bill.
I think we have six people who are really sort of okay. They are all good people. We don't have bad people. I know the bad people. Believe me, do I know bad people.
Oh. Oh, sir.
Hey.
I believe you.
Of course, the other big story is this interview President Trump did with the New York Times, and the paper said that he made several false claims. And Trump was like, but you chose to print them. So once again, fake news. So that's yours. That's on you.
The president, by the way, I know he doesn't drink, but he gave a real doozy of an interview to the failing New York Times yesterday. He spoke to the Times for just under an hour, during which time he accused former FBI Director James Comey of trying to blackmail him. He brought his granddaughter in to speak Chinese to everyone. He talked about Hitler and Napoleon, and he outlined his new plan for health care. This is an actual quote. This is what he's going to do. We are going to watch Obamacare go down the tubes, and we'll blame the Democrats. So problem solved, I guess.
During the interview with the Times, Trump talked about Macron, saying,
he's a great guy, smart, strong, loves holding my hand. People don't realize he loves holding my hand, and that's good as far as that goes. I mean, really, he's a very good person and a tough guy. But look, he has to be. I think he's going to be a terrific president of France, but he does love holding my hand. And I tell you, that's totally weird because I know where that hand has been. And
he loves holding my hands. Mr. President, I hate to be the one to break it to you. Macron wasn't holding your hands because he liked it. He was just trying to keep them off his wife.
Trump also said that Washington, D.C. should do a big parade down Pennsylvania Avenue, like the Bastille Day parade that he went to in Paris. Trump said it should be just like his inauguration, but with people. And I think that would be a beautiful...
And this is true. I'm very excited about this. We now have actual video of Donald Trump after his conversation with Putin. He's gone back to his original seat, but he's still gesturing at Putin.
Are you great? I'm looking at you. There you go. Here's my hand. You don't know where it's been. You too. What are you doing? All right. How about this? How about this? You, me, collude.
Look, I guess I understand. The bad news on Trump was getting out of control. So he felt it was time for him to take the wheel. You know, like a truck on the White House lawn, and steer the conversation in a different direction.
The president speaking publicly for the first time about that previously undisclosed conversation with Russia's Vladimir Putin at the G20 summit.
So the meal is going through, and toward dessert, I went down just to say hello to Melania, and while I was there, I said hello to Putin. Just talked about things. It was very interesting. We talked about adoption.
Yeah, I asked him to adopt me. And he said, I don't know if you noticed, but you're already mine. I felt loved.
And Trump also made this interesting claim.
When Nixon came along, inaudible, was pretty brutal, and out of courtesy, the FBI started reporting to the Department of Justice. But there was nothing official. There was nothing from Congress. There was nothing, anything. But the FBI person really reports directly to the President of the United States, which is interesting. You know, which is interesting. And I think we're going to have a great new FBI director.
Oh, I see. So the top law enforcement, the top cop in the country will report directly to you with nobody else in the room. No one will know. So it's like the police, but secret. the Justice Department would not see these police. They would be Nazi police, I think you would call them. Then...
The only thing more shocking than his autocratic view of power is his willingness to talk so openly about it. Like, in a strange way, Donald Trump is both the most honest and dishonest president of all time. I figured it out, people. He's not Cinnamon Hitler. He's Abraham Nixon.
When asked about the special prosecutor, Robert Mueller, Trump said he shouldn't have been appointed, and Trump warned that Mueller should stay out of investigating his finances. Oh, that's not a red flag at all. Sure, the police are welcome to search anywhere in my house as long as they don't dig up the patio, there's nothing to see down there, or the shed out back, and forget the crawl space, it's way too crowded already. Well, turns out, the president's warning evidently did not work out so well, because today it came out that Mueller has expanded his probe into Trump's personal business transactions.
In the interview, Trump warned special counsel Robert Mueller not to look into his family's finances. Then Mueller was like, well, I wasn't going to, but now I definitely am. I mean, what are you saying? And don't look in that box.
But Trump saves his real fire for his own Attorney General, Jeff Sessions. And this one, we actually have the audio on.
Sessions gets the job. Right after he gets the job, he recuses himself.
Was that a mistake?
Well, Sessions should have never recused himself. And if he was going to recuse himself, he should have told me before he took the job, and I would have picked somebody else.
That is 90-proof crazy. It would have been impossible for Jeff Sessions to recuse himself because the thing he recused himself from hadn't happened yet.
Trump, why would you think Sessions could magically predict he would have to recuse himself after he took the job? He's an elf, not a genie. He can't do this. It's not how his brain works. It's not his magic.
And to watch Punchlines online, visit opinion.usatoday.com. While you're there, vote for your favorite joke from today's show.